This is a Social Storytellers podcast.
Welcome to We Are the Watchers. Tom. And Leah. Are the Watchers.
Welcome to We Are the Watchers Descendants special. We've got Shay here who is going to tell us all about the latest Descendants movie. How are you doing?
Good.
Linz is here as well.
Yeah, but I'm not the expert. Shay's the expert.
Did you go and watch it though?
All of the things. Did. We watched it together as a family.
Oh, that's lovely.
A family event.
Were you there, Tom?
I did, and I stayed awake for all of it.
Whoa.
Me too.
Oh, thank goodness.
Mum was on her phone for most of it.
Sprung. You can't keep anything a secret around these parts, can you?
Nope.
So you went to the movies.
No, we watched it at home.
You watched it at home, I mean.
It's not out at the movies. It's a
Disney Channel.
It's a Disney Channel release. So it's a special event in the TV world.
That's exciting.
And Dad pre-ordered it.
Yeah.
And it came early.
Ooh, how early?
About 4 to 6 hours.
Okay, that's good. I thought you were going to say 4 to 6 days. I'm like, oh, that is.
It hasn't aired in Australia yet.
So you've got the hot take. You're potentially, Shay, one of the first people in Australia who watched this movie.
Yep.
All right. First off, I want to know, is it as good as you were hoping it was going to be?
Yep.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I know you're a huge Descendants fan.
Yep.
So we've got Descendants 1 and Descendants 2. This was Descendants 3. And at the end of each film, they normally say, you didn't think that was the end of the story, did you?
Did you?
But in this one, it didn't. So that might have been the last one.
Oh, really? You reckon?
Yeah.
Does that make you sad or were you happy with the way it ended? Like, don't spoil how it ended, but your feelings of how the movie ended. Were you happy with it?
No, I wanted another one. I want more. I want more.
Can't get enough.
I can't get enough.
You love a villain, don't you?
Yep. Turn like a villain.
You say VK. We say all day VK.
All day?
Oh, yeah.
No. When I say V, you say K. V.
K.
V. K. When I say all, you say T. All day. All day.
Sorry, I got it wrong.
You were close, though. That wasn't too bad. Maybe you have to watch it a bit more.
Do you reckon we'll watch it again?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Tom, by osmosis, how many times do you reckon you have watched a Descendants film? I mean, you know, just by being in the room, because I
Descendants 1 only a couple of times. Descendants 2 I've seen a lot more times because I don't think we had Descendants on physical disc for some time, but Descendants 2 we did, so someone was able to put it in by itself.
And it's a ripper. Descendants 2.
Descendants 2 is peak.
Yeah.
But I have the soundtracks and they are oft requested in the car.
Oh, so it's good driving music.
Yeah.
It is driving music.
Yeah.
I like Descendants 1 and Descendants 3 the best time. Like Descendants 2 is like too like dancey and stuff for me.
Oh, it's a bit too vibey.
Yeah, too a bit too vibey.
Oh, sure. You like, cuz you were feeling all of the emotions in Descendants 3, weren't you?
Yeah.
What emotions did you feel? You were a bit scared at some times?
Yeah, I was scared because Prince Ben jumps out and it's because, like, Audrey turned him into a beast.
A beast.
So Prince Ben is the son of...
The Beast in Beauty and the Beast.
And who's his mum?
Belle.
Oh, okay.
So he's inherited some of that bloodline. So someone uses magic on him to turn him in beastly.
Mm. And so does he end up looking like the Beast in Beauty and the Beast? Is that the way he looks, or is it more just sort of his emotion?
It's like really like real.
Ah. They look pretty low cost to me.
Yeah, if you imagine what a reasonably sized school would do with their annual theatrical budget.
Yes. You're painting a picture.
It's not that particular character. It was not much further than that. And then when he changed back to show that he'd been bestial, he now had a beard.
Yeah.
He couldn't get rid of it.
Well, he did at some point. Oh. After he turned into a statue, of course.
Oh, my gosh. He's been through everything.
So there's a new character in this film.
Yeah.
Who's the new character?
Aunt Mal's dad.
What's his name?
Hades.
The bad guy from Hercules.
Hades, little did we know that Hades and Maleficent got together back in the day.
No way.
And had a family. But then Hades was like, I can't do the domestic life, and ran away.
Wow. And I felt for that dude because she was an awful woman to try and live with.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Yeah, but he ran away because of Maleficent, not Mal.
That's right. And mm-hmm. So they came to some terms and understanding by the end, didn't they? Learned to respect each other.
That's nice.
Yeah. Was.
And what did you think of the songs in Descendants 3 compared with other films?
Quite good, yeah.
You want the soundtrack?
Yeah.
I was going to say maybe because I know you've listened to the other songs a lot.
Yeah.
Do you need a few more listens of this?
Oh, we've got the soundtrack.
Oh, this one's been on a lot? Okay.
It's begun.
Okay.
Which ones stuck out for you in particular?
Like from all the films?
From Descendants 3.
It's got to be the big one, though. It's Good to Be Bad.
Yeah.
It's a Paula Abdul-inspired jam.
And I also
extolling
like,
the virtues of villainy.
I also like Queen of Mean.
You do like that one.
Who sings that one?
Audrey. She turns evil in Descendants 3.
Audrey is the daughter of Aurora.
Yeah.
Is that right? From Sleeping Beauty. So she has sleep-based magic powers. And in the first film, she was Prince Ben's girlfriend, and they were to be married, and she was going to become queen. But Mal, from the Isle, a villain, stole her man and her life.
And obviously Sleeping Beauty and Maleficent, the parents, have some beef in the past.
I bet they do.
So the children are carrying on.
So generations are just, piling on top.
So we've had two films about baddies learning to be good.
Yeah.
And in this film, we get a goodie learning to be bad.
Was that a shock watching it happen?
Yeah.
Some bits got you a bit scared, didn't they?
Yeah. One bit, she used Maleficent's scepter and turned Mal into an old lady.
That's amazing. That wouldn't have been too scary. You would have laughed at that.
Yeah.
She did a good old woman, didn't she?
Yeah.
That's quite funny. Reminded me of Billy Crystal from...
Princess
Bride.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Have you seen Princess Bride, Shay?
No.
That's a movie that...
Not yet. We'll
that
get
you'll look
I think
forward
we
to.
Watched it way too early. She probably doesn't remember.
Mm. So Descendants 3, you said... Okay, out of the three movies, which is your favourite? Which one would you recommend people watch?
Descendants 3.
Descendants 3, then which one?
Then Descendants 1.
1 and then 2 is last.
Yeah.
But you still love 2 anyway, right?
Disagree. Backwards.
Yeah, right. 2's up there.
Oh, no.
2 deserved to be in cinemas. Mm. Like, 2 was a legit good movie.
So
3 was good fun. Don't get me wrong.
It's got 2 songs in Descendants 2 that I, as an old woman, regularly blast from my car to sing along to.
Can you guess what they are? Go on, guess.
I know one of them.
Go on.
Chilling Like a Villain.
Chilling Like a Villain. And I also like You and Me, the song, the finale song that they sing when they all realise everyone has a place.
Mm. Yeah, and I want to tell you something. And I actually noticed in every movie there's a final dance.
And is it your favourite dance? Like, is it the kind of dance where you're like, I'm glad they left that till the end?
Yeah. And, there's a good part in the last in the third film. Like, the last bit is, like, they actually take away, like, the barrier on the Isle of the Lost for good.
Wow.
and made a little, like, they made a bridge, but it didn't have any railing.
Oh, that's dangerous.
Shay was quite concerned about the lack of safety features on this new bridge.
So, while other people are building walls, Descendants are tearing them down.
That's right. And look, it was beautifully handled because we've discussed on the show that there's obviously some sadness around because...
Yeah.
What was sad that happened before the movie came out?
Cameron Boyce died.
And he plays Carlos, who's the son of Cruella de Vil.
So he's, was he in the movie? He's your favourite, hey?
Yeah.
He was in Descendants 3?
Yeah.
Okay.
But at least they finished the movie before he died.
Right.
They were just up to editing it.
Right, okay.
And there was quite a touching tribute put with it.
Oh, nice.
Reflecting on... This guy had been a teen Disney star for 10-plus years and been on a bunch of different shows.
Yeah.
And they put together a package talking about the importance of not bottling emotions. And whatever you're feeling right now, allow yourself to feel that.
That's nice.
He was on two of my favourite things, Descendants, and he was also on the show when he was like, a little bit little, and he was on Jesse.
Yes, yeah. TV show on Disney Channel, isn't it?
Yeah.
Was it a comedy?
It's a bit of a thrown together family from all sorts of angles.
Mm. Yeah.
And the part of the tribute showed that they had an episode of that show that Michelle Obama was on, and he made Michelle Obama laugh. And
nice.
Very impressed, happy to have done it. Not in a braggy show off way, but just you could see
really
someone,
chuffed.
A 13-year-old kid, really happy.
Yeah. That's great.
Yeah.
So, Shay, how old do you reckon would be the perfect age to watch this movie?
I'd reckon about 6, 7+.
Okay, onwards.
So, you wouldn't want to watch it any younger than what you are now?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because the beast scene might be a bit scary.
Just a bit scary. Yeah. Okay. Always good to get that bit of information from someone who's watched it and can give the heads up.
Do you think it's important that someone watches Descendants 1 and then 2 first?
Yes.
Yeah, you need to know what's going on, especially with Uma, because Uma and Mal have a history, and you have to understand that history before you watch number 3.
Yeah.
Uma is the daughter of...
Ursula.
They're everywhere, aren't they?
Yeah.
It's such a great premise, the Descendants.
But in Descendants 3, Uma and Mal make friends.
Ah, that's nice.
Who's the guy with the long hair that I think's funny?
Doug?
Yeah, Doug.
Yeah.
Who's Doug?
The son of Dopey.
is he like Dopey?
Kind of, but... It's kind of like sleepy.
He seems like a good-natured hippie.
Yeah, right.
Because, like, he was sleeping.
Just the whole time.
Most of the time.
And there's some new students that come to Auradon.
Yep,
So they allow 4 new villain kids to come over, which, going in, I thought was them setting up for a spin-off or here's what Descendants 4 could be, but it doesn't really feel like that. They were more just, these are some fun supporting characters.
Hmm.
Yeah.
We didn't get to meet some of them as much as we would have liked.
No.
They didn't get too much screen time.
There was one who's the daughter of the voodoo priest from Princess and the Frog.
Oh.
Felicia?
Yeah.
Yeah, Dr. Felicia. And it's Cella?
Yeah.
Celia.
Mm.
And then Dizzy, who is the daughter of...
the granddaughter of...
Mrs. Tremaine, Madame Tremaine?
Madame Tremaine.
Mm-hmm.
Who is the mother of the ugly sisters.
I see.
And then a pair of twins that are the sons of Smee from
Peter Pan. Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
They were pretty funny, weren't they?
Oh, they're people from everywhere.
Yeah, because they thought they would be split up, but Jay one of them was choosed first and, like, the other one had to go. Like, they thought they were going to be split up. But, like, Jay said, of course we're not splitting up the twins.
So. They shouldn't have even worried in the first place. Do you like the fact that there are characters from all different sorts of Disney movies and TV shows and whatnot. Do you sometimes think, oh, I didn't know that character. Maybe I'll watch the movie that they were originally from.
I knew most of them.
Okay. So there were no big surprises as to who people could be.
No, not really.
All right. So out of, what should we do? Out of Disney Mickey Mouse hats, how many Disney Mickey Mouse hats out of five will you give Descendants 3?
5.
Whoa.
I give it 3.5.
What about you, Tom?
I'll give it a 4.
Okay. Well, it's above average to perfection.
If you're an adult playing along, then watch Descendants 2 and then back on the phone for Descendants 3. That's my advice.
Well, I paid attention to the film and that's why I gave it 4. So
there we go.
If you feel like being invested, you'll get more out.
Yeah. And don't miss any if you don't want to.
Yeah, all right. That's a good that's a good plan. Thank you very much, Linz.
Whoopity whoop whoop.
Thank you, Shay.
Thank you.
And thank you, Tom.
Chilling like a vet.